Carol Fredericks was an American singer who had to go to France to get famous, and even then, she was known over there and not here. Now, 3 years after Carol Fredericks died, her raspy voice and bluesy style can be heard in American classrooms. Brenda Tremblay of member station WXXI in Rochester, New York, has this report.
In the spring of 1996, a group of students from Central High School in Springfield, Massachusetts, arrived in Paris on a field trip with their teacher, Nancy Gadbois.
We were wearing jackets that had Springfield, Massachusetts on the back, some of the clubs, judo, chorus, whatever. And we noticed from the time we landed at Charles de Gaulle that people were kind of looking at us and the Springfield Mass, and we thought that was kind of strange, but we didn't do anything about it.
But after 3 days of stares and comments, Gadbois finally asked somebody what was going on. She found out that Springfield had become famous because of a song.
Moi, a Springfield, Massachusetts, la vie coulée comme de l'eau.
That's Carol Fredericks singing what was the number one hit song in Paris at the time, Un, Deux, Trois. Gadbois was delighted. She got a cassette copy and brought it back to share with her students.
Un, deux, trois, pretty mama, quatre, cinq, six, I miss you, sept, huit, neuf. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Patricia Ming is one of Gadbois' students who says she loved that song.
It's very easy to sing along with and to understand because of the numbers. It incorporates numbers and the different words in it.
Gadbois began to use Fredericks' albums in her classroom. The singer, though, never learned of the success her music was having with high school students back in her hometown. Carol Fredericks had struggled with her weight throughout her career, and at age 49, she weighed 300 pounds. In June of 2001, she suffered a heart attack on a visit to Senegal. Her sister, Connie Fredericks Malone.
She was taken to the hospital. She was stabilized. Said to all of her friends and her entourage, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. And they said, okay, we'll see you later on. And they left, and a few hours later, she was gone.
After the funeral in Paris, Fredericks' family decided to hold a memorial service back in Springfield. Even though she didn't know anyone there, Nancy Gadbois resolved to go.
I was kind of hoping that I would ease their distress by just telling them very quietly that I did use Carol's music in class, and I wanted them to know that.
That quiet act led to a collaboration between Gadbois and the singer's family.
Baby, dis-moi, qu'est-ce qui t'amène? Peut-être un peu de ton passé qui te gêne, oh baby.
That's one of Fredericks' big hits, Qu'est-ce qui t'amène? And a video of her singing it is a key part of Tante qu'elle chante elle vit, a study program Gadbois developed.
Tante qu'elle chante elle vit. Apprendre le français grâce à l'héritage de Carol Fredericks. And it means, as long as she's singing, she's still alive. Learn French thanks to the legacy of Carol Fredericks.
Gadbois and the company that distributes it have sold about 1,000 kits to teachers and schools around the country. The Association of American Teachers of French has endorsed it, saying the music videos make it especially interesting to American teens. Connie Fredericks Malone says her sister would be delighted.
She'd probably laugh a little self-conscious laugh, but become very quiet and just be very honored and pleased that someone felt that what she was giving could help someone else learn a language that she loved, learn more about a country that she absolutely adored and that had adored her as well.
She'd also warn high school students, Malone says, that life is short, and that, as she sings in one of her hit songs, Respire, language, music, and poetry are as elemental to happiness as oxygen. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay in Rochester, New York.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
There's music by Carol Fredericks, plus a video tutorial on singing in French at our website, npr.org.